June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. Welcome in and a good afternoon, Rangers fans. What a glorious victory once again in Minnesota as the Bats are alive. The turning point has occurred, and now we are on the other side wondering just how good can the rest of this summer of Rangers baseball get. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., of course. Broadus is out today. He's in South Cackalack at his godson's wedding. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup of Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Wolchuk and Chia follower in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation. We'd love to hear from you on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line as we come in to some Nine Inch Nails, Pretty Little Hate Machine, one of the greatest records of the 90s. No doubt about it. How you guys feeling? The baseball vibes are here, aren't they?
They're immaculate right now. Six homers? Are you kidding me? And then we're going to be at the ballpark tomorrow watching the White Sox get clobbered by this just red-hot Texas Rangers club. But are you joking right now? This is a paradise.
I love hearing Jimmy Jacks being called by Eric Nadell. It's not just one. It's not just two or three or even four. It feels like everybody's getting hot, except Corey Seager. He's getting the walks. He's getting on base. But he hasn't even erupted yet in Seager fashion. This is glorious.
You know, I do understand they're three games below 500, and, you know, at times I believe fans have said you guys opening this club or that club is premature, but I feel so good, and I want to make sure that, you know, we appreciate what we are seeing right here and perhaps get the fans prepared for a homecoming. Like, this is a homecoming and a, hey, guys, we believe in you, right? I think that might be what pushes them over the top because bad hitting is contagious, and they're starting to shake that thing off, right? But I don't know if they fully emerge to the other side in a way we can be confident yet. So just to put it out there, maybe today's premature. Maybe it's Monday when they get back to 500. Maybe it's when they track down the Astros for first place. You know, I get it. Okay. I think some people only want to open a club when a team wins a championship, but damn it, it's too much fun when you guys do that.
Yeah, it is.
It's a long summer.
It's good vibes. I think we can put that out to the Tolos, 877-881-1053, maybe Twitch and YouTube. Like, what's the milestone mark to where we can do this? Is it a sweep of the White Sox? Is it first place in the AL West? Is it getting over 500? But this team's trending in the right direction.
At 877-881-1053, get that in. You can also get that on the YouTube chat. I'm over here on YouTube hanging out. Dallas Fan Cam, please come say hi. I know there's annoying people in the chat sometimes, and it ruins it. But, you know, we can block those people or kick them out or whatever. Let's get the chatter going over here on YouTube. That is me. I'm signed in with my work email. Gavin Dawson. Let's step aside. We'll get Jared Sandler in here. Talk more about this Rangers dub next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. I'm biting at the chip here to jump in here and talk with Jared Sandler about these Rangers and to ask you to like the video. I'm over here on the YouTube chat. There's 65 people watching or so. It's slowly building back up here since the Rangers game ended. Only one person has liked the video. Okay, can we get at least 20 likes here by the time we're done with talking with Jared Sandler? I sure would appreciate it. As at Jared Sandler joins us now here. He does every Rangers game day. It's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. As the Rangers went out there today looking to win another rubber match, okay? They were trying to win their consecutive road series for the first time this season. And, it was in question for sure early, but then the second inning came around, and when that was over, the Rangers had batted around and were up 6-1 and did not look back. They put on another 6 runs in the sixth inning and 3 in the ninth for a 16-3 win. And Sands joins us now here on the Fan. Jared, how the heck are you? Jared Sands. Oh, there he is.
You got me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. There you are. How you doing?
I'm great, guys. Nice to talk about good offensive performance. We thought we'd be doing this a lot more this year. Wasn't the case early on, but hopefully this can be the beginning of a nice little stretch for the Rangers.
When we talked to you 2 days ago before last night's game and before the season opener, you were talking about how the Rangers had never scored 10 runs in that ballpark, and now they've done it twice. Was there something in the matchups that made you bring that up, or was it just a random note?
Well, I think we might have talked about this, that things were turning a little bit. And I know that, we all want to see performances like this to justify it, but there were little things, just the quality of the at-bats, the patience, the frequency of hard-hit balls, it looked a little bit different. I think it goes back to May 30th. It was really kind of when things started to turn, and you don't always get the end results the way you want right away. But this is a weird game. And sometimes the team that hits the ball way harder than the other team way more consistently doesn't score. But over a large sample, the more you put forth at bats like that, the more you hit the ball hard, you're going to score. And it just seemed like they were starting to do that. There was the game, was it the Nationals or one of the games this road trip, such a long road trip, it blends together. They didn't score a lot, and they were 0-11 with runners in scoring position. And yes, in a vacuum, that's not good, because to win one game, going 0-11 with runners in scoring position is not a good thing. But I'm not a big believer that there are teams that necessarily are great at hitting with runners in scoring position relative to how they are in other situations versus not. I think that more often than not, you kind of are who you are as a team offensively, no matter the situation, with some specifics that maybe don't fall into that category. But to me, just getting 11 at bats with runners in scoring position was a positive, because there have been stretches this year where the Rangers are 0-4, 0-5, or 1-5, or 1-6 with runners in scoring position. So there were just little things, base runners putting pressure on the opposing team. I didn't know they were going to have 2 16 run games. I'd be, if I said that I did, but it did seem like things were starting to turn a little bit.
You love a good streak. We got a couple of streaks going
love
on with this
streaks.
Club, man. I mean, Evan Carter, Patrick Corbin. Well, what's the streak that you think's the best going right now with this ball club?
Well, yeah, I love I mean, Corey Seager's walk streak, that's a fun one. It's a simple one, right? Seven straight games with a walk. And that's the other thing. The Rangers have, you know, gotten things going, and they've done it, you know, largely without him being who we expect him to be. But the one that I think is maybe the most fun, and you got to bear with me here, Evan Carter has now reached base three or more times with an extra base hit in four straight games. That's the highest streak in the majors this year. Ties a franchise record, and the major league record is seven, set by a guy named Babe Ruth. And then there are four guys who have done it six times. One guy is kind of a random Augie Gallon, I think, how you pronounce his name. He played for the Cubs in the 30s, but the other guys are Mantle, Williams, and Gehring. So it's just kind of cool company. It's a tough streak, three or four straight games, reaching three or more times with an extra base hit, but it's been great to see Evan Carter going. I said this on the post-game show. We forget, you know, he's still just 22 years old, and, if this guy can stay healthy, obviously, you know, I don't think anyone's really questioning the talent, especially with a right-handed pitcher on the mound. Would obviously love to see him get going against lefties, but with righties on the mound, this guy, you know, he can be a really, really big force in this lineup, and we've started to see it over the last few games.
And I saw you note just about the changeup pitch and the off-speed stuff that the Rangers are doing a nice job getting some power on right now.
Yeah. You know, Bailey Ober, let's call a spade a spade. He wasn't very good today, right? You know, if we were the Twins radio home, we'd be talking about, hey, just he didn't have his good stuff today. And it'd be unfair to deny that, you know, through just because, you know, we're speaking through a different lens. You know, he wasn't very good, but at the same time, you got to take advantage, right? There have been pitchers who maybe weren't very good. Pitchers, you know, I'll ask Bassick after the game, what'd you see? And he'd kind of be like, oh, you know, I wasn't anything that impressive. Or maybe a guy who comes into that start and he just hasn't been very good. Or, I mean, I'd say it isn't a very good pitcher and had shut the Rangers down. So, you know, you got to take advantage of it. But he had only allowed one home run on his changeup all year. And Juan Soto is the guy who hit it. And then, you know, today you get a couple home runs on the changeup. They drew walks. You know, they drew six walks against a guy who had walked only 15 all season coming into today. And I thought what was really impressive, guys, and again, he didn't have his best stuff, but his best weapon is the elevated fastball. And the Rangers have really struggled against that pitch this year. And I think they did a good job of not being overly aggressive against that pitch. So they forced Bailey Ober to kind of come to them, if that makes sense. And they didn't take the bait, you know, and go after his best weapon. They made him revert to secondary stuff, tertiary stuff. I mean, heck, the Rangers hit a home run on a Bailey Ober sinker. That's a pitch he rarely throws, but, you know, they forced him to kind of dig into his bag of tricks because, you know, they were doing a good job of not giving him any gifts when, you know, he really wasn't earning outs by the way he was pitching.
It's Jared Sandler here with you in the Nation. Now, why is DeGrom's start pushed back?
I just think instead of going back-to-back bullpen days, separate it, you can also give him an extra day. Just why not? You know, but I think it's tough to go back-to-back bullpen days, and I think while they're trying to sort out what they want to do with the rotation, you know, trying to figure out Nathan Eovaldi, who I think we talked about yesterday, will throw a bullpen this weekend, hopefully be back soon. They're going to go back-to-back bullpen days, rather do it with DeGrom pitching on Saturday. That way you go bullpen day to Grom and then bullpen day off day as opposed to back-to-back bullpen days. So I think that was a big part of the consideration.
And it seems like we're getting some good news on Cody Bradford as well, Jared.
Yeah. I think Boat said yesterday that, you know, he expects him with the plan that they have in place to be, you know, at five, six innings by July 4th. So I don't know if that means for sure, and I don't think they yet know if that means that, hey, you know, we're not going to see him until then. And when we see him, you know, he's definitely going to be a starter. I mean, they could, you know, if the Rangers are going to have a bullpen day in the mix or if they want to work one in just to give guys an extra day, you know, as we get deeper into the season until Cody is fully ready, maybe he can come back sooner and give you three innings or four. I don't know exactly what their plan is, but it does seem like, you know, we're inside of a month to his return. And then, you know, hopefully with John Gray, it's, you know, just a few weeks after that, and then you can get him back. And you know, the Rangers have some interesting options, and you know, if guys stay healthy, which obviously is a big if, you know, they're going to have some choices to make, but some options in how they structure things. And, you know, for a rotation that right now you got a guy, Nathan Eovaldi, who's on the IL and, you know, is not really a 200 inning a year guy. Jacob DeGrom coming off second Tommy John. Jack Leiter's not a guy who's thrown 180 regular season innings. You know, obviously Kamar Rocker's not a part of a mix right now. Tyler Mahle is a guy who, you know, he's coming off of, Tommy John. You got some guys who maybe you want to protect, and having depth and having options gives you a little bit of an opportunity to do that without maybe taking a step back in the production you get on the hill.
Jared, is it greedy to think they can sweep the White Sox, get back to 500 Sunday?
Oh yeah, I mean it's not greedy. Hopefully that's what, you know, if this is a good team, right? If this is a team that's going to contend for a playoff spot, it's not to say that they have to sweep the White Sox. But if they are going to play well, if they are playing well like they are now, you'd like to think they can carry that momentum, into that series. Now, two bullpen games, they can kind of go either way, and the White Sox do pitch well, so they don't hit, they do pitch, so it'll be a good test for the Rangers hitters. I think they got to win the series, right? I mean, if they don't, it's like the season's over, but you really wouldn't feel great if they didn't win the series. I think if they win the series, you feel good about it. But yeah, I think I'd be lying to you if you didn't look at that series and think, oh, this is an opportunity to maybe sweep and keep things, you know, really rolling in a big way.
Jared, thank you so much for your insights. Jared, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, every Rangers game day. Sir, have a good flight, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow out there.
Yeah, hey, thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Salute. There he goes. Jared Sound. Yes, we will be at the Globe tomorrow for game one of that White Sox series. Comerica, that is a sweet level there, center field. If you're coming in on that northeast side, you're going to find it real easy to get to us. Okay, over 20 likes on YouTube. Can we keep that number growing? If you think the Rangers offense is back, go ahead, hit that like button. NFL Sounds of the News Day, Will Chuck, coming up. What do you have for us?
It's getting messy in Cincy, and do you have a friend like this? That's next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.